This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A traveling exhibit at Lane Community College in Eugene features single-sided earrings. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, the collection represents more than 1,000 murdered or missing Indigenous women.
A long table displays earrings made of silver, abalone shell, feathers, or beadwork. All signify a Canadian Aboriginal woman who was abducted or murdered, either on or off the reservation. LCC student Mary Manenti says the Sing Our Rivers Red exhibit has brought an upsetting issue to her attention.
The United States doesn't have a database of missing or murdered Indigenous people like Canada does. And to see those earrings and what they represent is really moving.
Laurie Tapahanzo is LCC's Native American Student Program Coordinator. She says the prevalence of violence against Indigenous women and lack of a database illustrate the invisibility of these victims.
Invisibility means that a lot of our most pressing issues go unanswered or are low on the spectrum in terms of priority.
Exhibit organizers urge people to lobby lawmakers for a federal database and to support families with missing loved ones. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
A bill in Washington state addressing missing and murdered Indigenous people was sent to the governor this week. It's intended to help advance the investigation of cases. Under the bill, the state patrol is directed to develop protocol for law enforcement to respond to missing persons reports on and off reservations. It also requires the governor's Office of Indian Affairs to provide the patrol with training. Legislation passed last year created a study of missing Native American women in Washington state and to report recommendations to the legislature. The governor is expected to take action on a number of bills Friday and next week. A federal investigation has started looking into allegations of discrimination against Native students in Montana. The ACLU says the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights was in Montana this week talking with students and parents. A complaint filed by the ACLU of Montana on behalf of the Fort Peck tribes alleges discrimination against Native children in the Wolf Point School District, adding the school system has historically failed Native students. A report is expected to be completed by the summer or fall. Kickapoo Coffee Roasters in Wisconsin announced this week it will be changing its name. In a letter to the public, the owners of the company say using the name is appropriation. The coffee roaster was founded in 2005 and named after the Kickapoo River, but the owners say they claimed a name that was never theirs to use and have apologized to Kickapoo Nations. The announcement is the first step. The company is open to have dialogue as a new name has not been decided on. Business operations will continue under Kickapoo Coffee until January 2020. The Navajo Nation has been awarded more than $200 million to address uranium. Members of New Mexico's congressional delegation announced this week the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will provide multiple contracts over a five-year period to address uranium contamination from abandoned mines. Cleanup response and construction services are expected to be conducted on former uranium mine sites in New Mexico. An estimated more than 500 abandoned uranium mines are on Navajo land, including more than 100 in New Mexico. Navajo leaders say the Navajo Nation and Navajo people have suffered from sickness and pollution due to the legacy of uranium mining on their land. Proposals will be made available for small businesses for the cleanup. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by PrairieEdge.com, proud to provide traditional and contemporary American Indian craft supplies from feathers, furs, and hides to conchos, fringe, shells, and beads in Rapid City or online at PrairieEdge.com. Wopila. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.